is a remarkable woman who, as a Swiss teenager living in Nazi Germany, had to endure SS harassment, the breakup of her family, and the terrible refugee trek from East Prussia and from the advancing Russians during the severe winter of 1944-45. She's now living in Aylesbury and has today published her autobiography, simply called Helga. It includes not just the horrors of war, but also the story of her finding her parents afterwards, leaving them to live in an abandoned radio station, and setting out on her own and against her father's wishes on the 800-kilometre journey to track down her sisters.
All the prisons and the concentration camps were open now, and there were a lot of people on the roads which one couldn't trust, and I was only a young girl, and to go off on my bike like that, he felt it wasn't right. But my mother wouldn't talk in front of him anymore, but she kept on mentioning it to me, and she said, maybe you could go, maybe you could go. So I decided I would. And that is another story in the book. I did make this journey from Hamburg right to the south of Germany, past Munich, 800 kilometers on this bike, which already broke on the second day, and it kept on breaking. And I had some very wonderful experiences. I slept in haystacks and in farms. I even got imprisoned by the Americans, but I finished up by finding my sister, and my other sister had turned up there too, and I brought the two back to the radio station. We stayed another winter there, and my elder sister had her baby there in these very, very primitive surroundings. It was terrible, really.
It sounds very traumatic, obviously, and it can't have been easy to write, but it also sounds like there's a great deal of warmth and humour in there too.
Yes, I think so, because, I mean, some of it was fun. So I mean, today, looking back, I see it to a certain extent different. At the time, I was worried, I probably was frightened too, but I always seemed to find people who in the end did help me. I found cruel people too. I've had a farmer who sort of more or less pushed me off his farm, and all I wanted was a little bit of water. But other people were very kind, and always surprised that I'm probably, the surprise was because I was alone, and just my bike and the little rucksack. You know, surely you're not doing that on your own, aren't you frightened? I said no, I'm not really, you know. And then they used to feel they wanted to help me because I was only 21.
You talk about the possibility of another book. Do you think you could? Do you think that you'd be able to write
part,
more?
Part of it is already written because I cut it off when I left Germany. So the next part, you know, in Switzerland wasn't easy either, because we really only had one suitcase each. And although the Swiss government helped us to get back, you just had to go to work. And I mean, in Germany I studied medicine, so I would have liked to carry on, but if you haven't got any money, you can't do it.
Helga is published by Verona, price £6.99.